The World This Week. Business.
The bosses of Amazon, Apple, Facebook and Google faced sharp questions remotely from a committee in America's Congress about their company's market dominance and whether they should be broken up. It was the first time that Jeff Bezos, Amazon's chief executive, had appeared before lawmakers. He insisted that his platform accounts for only a small portion of overall retail sales and that it has supported a spurt in growth at small and medium-sized businesses. Google extended the period during which it expects employees to be working remotely because of COVID-19. It will allow most staff to work from home until at least July next year. After terse negotiations within the party, the Republicans in Congress presented their plan for a new stimulus package amounting to $1 trillion in spending. The bill extends a federal top-up to weekly unemployment benefits that has been in place since March, but slashes its generosity from $600 to $200. From September, the scheme would aim to replace 70% of workers' lost wages. It also provides for another round of stimulus checks to all households. The Democrats have alternative proposals. The German economy contracted by 10.1% in the second quarter compared with the first, or by 11.7% from the same 3 months last year. On both measures, it was the biggest decline in quarterly records that stretch back to 1970. Russia's central bank reduced its benchmark interest rate for the fourth time since January, lowering it by another quarter of a percentage point to 4.25%. Elvira Nabiullina, the central bank's governor, said that more cuts could come before the end of the year. Saddled with huge write-downs of assets, around half of which originated in its British retail bank, Santander reported a quarterly loss of 11.1 billion euros, or $12.2 billion, the first in the Spanish lender's 163-year history. It is the biggest loss in the banking industry since UniCredit's 13.6 billion euro worth of red ink in the last quarter of 2016. Boeing reported a $2.4 billion quarterly loss and made further cuts to production. It also confirmed that it will stop building the 747, which entered service in 1970, bringing cheaper long-haul flights to millions.